Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the In My 30s podcast. I am so excited to be recording another episode with you guys. And here's the thing, you might hear a little person in the background because my toddler Leela is here with us today. And you know what? I decided I'm going to stop making excuses and I want to be more consistent with my podcast. I would say one of the main reasons that I have not been consistent is actually because I have little babies running around and one of them is here with me. And so because of that, it is really hard for me to record, film, edit, get the podcast up. And so you know what? I decided to just take the video aspect out of it and just record when I can. Today, Leela is kind of fighting nap time and my goal was to record this during nap time. Millie is currently napping, which is nice, but you know, we have two babies to worry about now, and sometimes they both don't want to nap at the same time. So we're just going to make it work. I'm like, you know what? I have 15 minutes. I'm sure I can find 15 minutes. Leela was doing a great job at independent playing until I started this, and then she wanted to know who I was talking to. So she came out to find out. But I was just like, you know what? If you guys hear her in the background, so be it. It is what it is. Okay, so enough about that. Today, we are going to talk about leveling up your winter arc. And I've been hearing a lot about winter arc on TikTok lately. I feel like it's trending right now. And I wanted to get this episode up like a week or two ago because we had 90 days left of the year. And I've seen a lot of people talking about this winter arc thing. And it was a new concept to me. And I like did a little bit of research on it. And I love the idea because I've always struggled with the concept of starting on January 1st. It is so hard for me to just start something and stick to it. I kind of like to build up to it. And I feel like the winter arc situation trend right now is such a good way to level up before January 1st. So you can really hit the ground running and be your best self January 1st going forward. So let's chat about it today. Basically, first things first is I want to talk about like how winter is the perfect time for self-improvement. A lot of people talk about like winter getting a bad rep and it's dark, it's cold, it's easy to fall into like hibernation mode, the holidays are coming, but that's exactly why winter can be like the ultimate time to lock in your goals. And I feel like there's less distraction, fewer outdoor activities. This gives us more of a space like moving forward. And the key to see winter as like a time for preparation and a season where you can lay the groundwork now and be the person you want to be going forward. We've all heard that saying like, summer bodies are made in the winter. Well, you know, I kind of like the idea of taking that concept, but doing like as if it were a mindset, like positive mindsets. Your best self is made in the winter, if that makes sense, if you guys are following me. Whether you're focusing on like improving your career, improving your relationship, your finances, or like your mental health, I feel like the winter time is such a good opportunity to lay those foundations. So, I don't know. For me, I just had a baby 4 months ago. I feel like things have been, like my whole summer was spent taking care of this new little baby, which I'm not complaining about. It was so much fun. We had Joey home for his paternity leave for a while. Then we moved again. You guys like know the whole story. And it was a time that I'm going to cherish forever and remember. But I feel like I've totally put myself on the back burner. I like have hardly worked out. I've like dabbled a little bit of working out, but I'm just like not feeling my best. I feel like my life is literally perfect. I mean, my relationship, my family, where we're living, we're finally settled and moved. But I will say, I don't really feel like myself, which is not like a really good feeling to have. Everything in my life is perfect. I just want to feel really good about who I am, what I look like, what I'm doing. Like, I know I said I didn't want to make this about like summer body, but I think for me, working out is also mental. And so I'm taking a lot of that into the mental aspect of becoming my best self too, because I know when I work out, I feel way better. So that's why I want to start it now and not start on January 1st, where most people like fall off of their New Year's goal before the end of January. It's kind of wild how short we can stick to goals. So I think setting habits and laying foundations now are like awesome. The power of intentional isolation is also a really cool concept. So now let's talk about something I like to call intentional isolation. Winter is like, it's naturally a quieter season, but instead of letting that isolation like bring you down, I mean, for me, I get a lot of the winter blues, and I think a lot of people I know get those, and it kind of runs in my family a little bit. So I feel like instead of letting the winter blues bring us down, we could use it to our advantage and get creative and inspired. And there's like a lot of ways that you can get inspired even though the weather isn't really working in your favor. I think it's time to get cozy with yourself. Take stock of your goals and create like a game plan. It can be really fun to plan things out, to get on Pinterest, to like create mood boards, vision boards. That is like a great way to get creative, and it gets me excited. It sparks joy, even though like it might be raining and pouring and gray outside. Like, we just moved to the Pacific Northwest where it is known for the rain, which is okay. I mean, in Colorado, we had a lot of sunshine, which was great for me. I loved the sunshine that we got in Colorado. And even though it snowed and it got cold, there was still sunshine. So I thrived off of that. But here, I'm finding it fun to embrace the coziness. Like, I like to light our fire when it's like cozy outside and cold and misting. Lighting the fire, lighting a candle, having like low ambiance lighting. There's never like when it's dark and dreary outside, I like to set the vibe inside with no overhead light, if that makes sense. I always have like lamps on or lower lights. Just makes it feel cozier, and it makes me want to just like read a book, get on Pinterest, make that vision board that I was talking about. And I think instead of trying to fight into the weather that you want or the season that you want or missing summer or whatever, it's more fun to embrace it and go with it. So like, I've been going to the pumpkin patch or getting the pumpkin stuff and just like embracing the fall. I've never been somebody who's like loved, obsessed with fall. I've always been somebody who kind of is upset summer's over. But I feel like this year I'm finally getting to that point where I'm embracing fall. I'm excited about fall. And I think that's just because I'm like falling into it. Anyways, we got a little bit off topic, but like, let's think about it. Less social events is less pressure to constantly like be active or outside or doing things. Instead, you can be kind of like in quiet mode and time to deep dive into your personal projects and finally start that passion project that you've been wanting to start but haven't, or something that you've started and stopped a few times. Let's ask ourselves what the distractions are and eliminate those distractions going into the next year. And we have 90 days at this point when I'm posting this, a few less than 90 days, but you have 3 months to eliminate those distractions, put it into progress, and go into the next year on fire while everybody else is already just starting their goals. Okay, so let's talk about creating our winter routine for our winter arc. Basically, let's get practical now. To level up during your winter arc, you need a routine that aligns with your goals. And guess what? Winter is the best time for us to build this discipline. In the cold mornings, I like to hit the snooze. The shorter days can make me feel a little bit lethargic and just like the perfect setup for like being mentally tough. You kind of have to push through those things and wake up earlier, create a ritual. And it's, for me, yes, I didn't want to make this whole thing about fitness, but like I said, it also helps me mentally. And I feel on top of my day when I wake up before my kids and I accomplish something. And usually the thing that I can accomplish is a workout of some kind. Sorry, I can't talk. Lila, you're just going to hear her in the background. Like I said, I don't know if you can hear her. She's playing with some magnets on our fridge right next to me. Of course, when she hears me talking, she just wants to be right next to me. But for me, if I wake up before my kids, which I'm lucky they sleep in until like 8, sometimes 9, I'm like very lucky. So if I can wake up at like, say, 6, get up, check my emails, or get a workout in first thing in the morning, do a little bit of reading, journaling, and then maybe make myself a morning chai, I feel on top of the world before they wake up. And I don't really care what else happens for the rest of the day because I'm in a good mood. I have those healthy endorphins going and I've accomplished my checklist of my priorities that I want to accomplish before the day has even started. And so I feel like the rest of my day just goes so much better. And if things happen throughout the day that throw off my groove or like, you know, could potentially bring me down, I am more likely to pivot and go with whatever ends up happening. Setting the stage for your perfect routine, winter routine, I think there are a couple things that we need to focus on. And I would say it would be physical, mental, and emotional. So commit to maybe a fitness plan of some sort. Feed your mind with like education or self-development and make a space for self-care. I think if you can accomplish those three things, at whether it's a morning routine or a night routine, just remember that is not just surviving the winter, but it is going to make it so that you are thriving in the winter. Now let's overcome the winter challenges. Okay, so there are some challenges that come with winter, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, and it is where, you know, seasonal like depression can come into play. I feel like I get a little bit down when the weather is colder and the temperature is colder and there's not as much sunlight out. We moved to the Pacific Northwest, so there's definitely a lot less sunshine than what I'm used to, and it can all affect my mood. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that as well too, but being aware is so powerful, and being aware of when that's happening, kind of having those go-to serotonin boosters. Like for me, I love making a morning chai. It takes all of 30 seconds. It's a little serotonin boost. It doesn't cost me hardly any money because I've prepared ahead of time. So this is where the awareness comes in. Basically, when you're feeling those times of like your motivation fading, especially when it's dark and cold outside, creating a plan to have discipline can be so good, or having those little serotonin boosters, for me, a workout, my chai latte, like I mentioned, whatever it may be, can help you push through and stay motivated, because motivation is going to fade, especially during these winter months. But if you can find something that makes you happy and excited to wake up in the morning, that is a way that you can find accountability. And laying out your clothes the night before, just making that routine easier for you, is going to be huge. And that's not all just about discipline. Basically, taking care of your mental health is also crucial. So making time for self-care, whether that's taking a warm bath, journaling, having a quiet outlet to de-stress. Now, this is just a reminder, we aren't trying to become our best self for January 1st. It is like a process to set you up for what your goals are for January 1st. So it might even be a good idea to start figuring out what your January goals are going to be, and then kind of backtrack to what will get you to those goals so that you can start now with the 90-day winter arc to get you prepped and set up to start those goals on January 1st, because our main goal is to be our best self by spring, right? Right before summer. And then we can just keep those habits that we've stacked and are doing, and just keep them rolling all the way through summer and hopefully through the remainder of the year. Because we know it is so easy to fall off our goals unless we make it a habit, unless we stack it on to something else. But yeah, all right, fam, that is what I have for us today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I know it's not ideal to have little people running around in the background, but I did want to chat about this winter arc and hopefully get you inspired to start it for yourself. Leela's making another appearance. But yeah, let me know if this inspired you. Make sure you're following us on all platforms. I am McKenna H. Ashcroft on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And then we also have a podcast Instagram, which you can follow. It's the In My 30s podcast on Instagram. And yeah, make sure you subscribe at all places you get your podcasts. And I will see you guys in the next one. Good luck on your winter arcs. Bye.